Today's message is freedom. And in America, on Wednesday, this Wednesday, July 4th, 2012, we're celebrating here in America Independence Day. It's America's 236th birthday. Just a brief history. You can do an in-depth research on it, but it was independence from the oppressive regime of Great Britain in 1776. Great Britain oppressed the original colonies in many ways, such as taxation without fair representation. And spiritually, to make a spiritual comparison now, at one time we too were under an oppressive kingdom, the kingdom of darkness. But by faith in Jesus Christ, we have been set free and delivered from the kingdom of darkness. Is that good news? America was delivered from Great Britain 236 years ago. Guess what? We individually have been delivered from the kingdom of darkness. Paul writes about this in Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. Colossians 1, verses 13 through 14. And this is what he writes. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Guess what? Before Christ in your life, at one time, you were under the kingdom, the dominion of darkness. But God, through Christ, has delivered us. He has rescued us from that dark kingdom and brought us into the kingdom of light, the kingdom of the Son he loves. And that's awesome news, isn't it? We have been set free from the devil and his works in Jesus' name. Amen? All right, but it starts with faith in Christ. And maybe today you don't have faith in Christ. Maybe today you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. If you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ today by faith in Christ, you're still under, or you're under the kingdom of darkness and oppression. But today is the day that you can be set free in Jesus' name. Now, freedom from oppression can happen in so many areas of a person's life, but it all begins, as I said, with faith in Christ. Let me say it again. Freedom from oppression can happen in so many areas of a person's life, but it all begins with faith in Christ. People come under so many different bondages, right, without faith in Christ. What kind of bondages are people under if they're not followers of Jesus Christ? People are under the bondages of what? Drugs, alcohol, looking at things with their eyes that they shouldn't look at, gambling. And what is the main reason that people are under so many of these ungodly bondages? What's the main reason? Satan. They're under it because ultimately they're trying to find peace and satisfaction, little realizing that they have become slaves in these areas just mentioned. See, there's a God-shaped vacuum inside of everybody that only Jesus, that only God can fill. People are looking for peace. People are looking for satisfaction. People are looking for freedom from problems, and so they turn to drugs. They turn to alcohol. They turn to gambling to try to make some extra money. Little realizing that these things make them slaves. But it's only when Jesus Christ touches the human soul and comes into a person's life that peace and satisfaction come. It's only when Jesus Christ touches the human soul and comes into a person's life that true peace and satisfaction enters that person's life. A peace that surpasses any human understanding. And John writes to us why Jesus appeared. Why did Jesus appear on this earth over 2,000 years ago? Anybody have any ideas? Why did Jesus appear on this earth? Anybody have any ideas? To redeem us, okay. 1 John 3, verse 8. 1 John 3:8. John writes this. He who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. Jesus appeared on this earth to destroy the devil's work. What is, in context, what is the devil's work?
Sin.
You got it, brother. Sin and bondage to sin. Jesus came to this earth and ultimately fulfilled his mission by going to the cross to do what? To free us from the bondage of sin and an eternity in hell. Remember what I said earlier. Without Jesus, sin has a grip, has a stronghold on your life. It had a stronghold on everybody on the face of this earth, and Jesus appeared to free humanity from the stronghold and the grip of sin. We were all destined for hell at one time, an eternity separated from God. But Jesus appeared to free us from eternal damnation. That's good news here today, right? Can anybody say amen? We really need to celebrate this. And once you accept Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, chains begin to fall off in different areas of your life. The main chain without Jesus, the main bondage without Jesus is sin as a whole. Eternal damnation. But once you accept Jesus into your life and you're freed from the grip of sin and you're freed from eternal damnation, chains begin falling off in other areas of your life as well. Such as what? What other kinds of chains do people deal with? What kinds of other oppression do people deal with? You might be dealing with this today in your life. Anybody? Somebody? The world, okay. One of them is financial poverty. Financial poverty is oppressive. But guess what? Jesus appeared on this earth so that you can have your financial needs met. Amen? Is that good news? You don't have to be poor all the time. You can have your financial needs met, but it all begins with following Jesus Christ, faith in Christ. Matthew chapter 17, Jesus performing a financial miracle. Matthew chapter 17, verses 24 through 27. You've heard this before, but it bears repeating. After Jesus and his disciples arrived in Capernaum, the collectors of the 2 drachma tax came to Peter and asked, "Doesn't your teacher pay the temple tax?" "Yes, he does," he replied. When Peter came into the house, Jesus was the first to speak. "What do you think?" Simon, he asked. "From whom do the kings of the earth collect duty and taxes? From their own sons or from others?" "From others," Peter answered. "Then the sons are exempt," Jesus said to him. "But so that we may not offend them, go to the lake and throw out your line. Take the first fish you catch, open its mouth, and you will find a 4 drachma coin. Take it and give it to them from my tax and yours." So in this instance, Jesus did what? He performed a financial miracle. There was money in the mouth of the fish to pay the tax. And friend, I'm here to tell you today that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You may be facing financial bondage in your life right now. $500 to you could be financial bondage. Guess what? Jesus can supernaturally provide a miracle to free you from that bondage. He can provide you with the $500 you need, with the $300 you need, with the $100 you need, with the $20 you need, whatever it might be. He is the miracle working God. You may not find money in the mouth of a fish. You may not find, most likely you're not going to find money growing on a tree, right? But how could God bless you financially? Work. This brother said it. Work. It's the good four-letter word, W-O-R-K. Working and being diligent at your job. It takes faith in Christ for the miracle, but it also takes you doing something in the natural to be freed from that chain and bondage. See, God is super, right? God is super. How many agree? But we have to do something in the natural. So when we start doing something in the natural, the supernatural power of God goes into effect into our lives to break the chains off of us. Is that good news? All right, another bondage that Jesus can provide in, another bondage that he can provide freedom from in our lives is what? Freedom from disease and sickness. You know, disease and sickness is a bondage. It's oppressive. But Jesus came so that we could be healed in our bodies. There's so many accounts in the New Testament, and I'm not going to read them all today, but you might read blind Bartimaeus one time. Mark chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. If you want to read it, we may have some time. Mark chapter 10, verses 46 through 52, and it says this. Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, and he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. And the Gospels are full of accounts of Jesus physically healing people. Jesus did it when he walked the streets of Israel 2,000 years ago. He's the same. He never changes. He can do it for you today. I don't know what sickness, what disease, what you might be dealing with today, but Jesus can free you from that oppression and bondage. It takes what? It takes faith in the miracle working power of God. It takes faith in God, faith in Christ, that they can do what they have promised in their word, they can do for you, free you from sickness and disease. But it also takes what? You doing something in the natural. You can sit and believe God all day for freedom from disease. But if you're eating sugar all the time, you're eating apple pie for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you're not exercising, guess what? You're not going to receive freedom from that disease and that sickness. God is super. We have got to do something in the natural, like have a healthy diet, like exercise. And at that point, the supernatural power of God will go into effect in your life. Is that making sense here today? Doing something in the natural. What other type of freedom does Jesus provide? Freedom from what? Demonic oppression. You can read about this in Matthew chapter 17, verses 14 through 21. And I'll give you a personal story here. Some of you may have heard this before. I was in South India. I used to do a lot of missionary work in the country of India. And back late March of 2000, I was holding a meeting in South India. There was about 250, maybe 300 people there. They sit on the floor. They were listening to the gospel message. And as I was preaching the gospel, there was this lady at the very front who began to writhe like a snake. She started disrupting everybody in the front. And I just stopped in the middle of the message and I said, "In the name of Jesus, I command you, spirit, to come out of her." And immediately, she stopped twisting. She kind of sat up and listened to the rest of the message. Jesus still delivers people today from demonic oppression. He still delivers people today. Begins with faith in Christ, faith in God for your miracle, and you've got to do something in the what? Natural. If you're going to palm readers, if you're going to fortune tellers, astrologers, guess what? You are opening up your life to the demonic realm. What do you need to do if you want to be freed from demonic oppression? Stop reading the horoscopes. Stop going to astrologers and going to palm readers. Go to the Holy Spirit of God alone. Amen? God is super. You've got to do something in the natural so that the supernatural power of God goes into effect in your life. Another thing that Jesus delivers us from, another chain that he sets us free from, is what? From the chain of depression, the chains of depression. You might be dealing with depression in your emotions today. I don't know what it is. Maybe you're down, you can't sleep at night, you don't want to be around people, you don't want to eat, you're just so low you can do a push-up under a penny. You're depressed in your emotions. You're not experiencing the joy of the Lord. Guess what? Jesus can set you free from oppression, depression, and he can give you the joy of the Lord. takes faith, faith in God. Knowing that you know, deep down on the inside, that God can set you free. That God can turn your mourning into joy. But you've got to start doing something about it in the natural. You know, a lot of times people get depressed, you know why? Believe it or not. A lot of times people get depressed because they're so focused on themselves. Me, myself, and I. My problem. Why has this happened to me? Me. Poor old me. Why has life thrown me this curve? You get so focused on yourself and your problem that you start going lower and lower and lower in your emotions to the point where some people don't even want to live anymore. But guess what? Jesus came to this earth to set you free from depression. You can experience the joy of the Lord in your life. It takes faith in God. And it takes you doing something in the natural. Did you know, friend, that there is somebody out there in greater need than you? If you're depressed right now, if you feel that you don't have enough friends, that not enough people want to talk with you, guess what? You're focused on yourself. You're going to get more and more depressed. The way to get out of your depression, like I said, is faith in God. And number two, stepping out of yourself and talking with somebody who is lonelier than you are. That's doing something in the natural. Because when you do that, what do you do? You shift the focus in your life off of yourself, off of your problem, onto somebody else, onto helping somebody else. And when you shift the focus off of yourself onto helping somebody else in greater need than you, guess what? You're no longer focused on yourself. That depression begins to leave and you start experiencing the joy of the Lord in reaching out to somebody else. Is that good news? Is that making sense? And you know, back in 06, through a series of events, towards the end of 06, I was going through some pretty severe depression in my life. Certain things happened. I was depressed. I was low. Didn't want to be around people. Couldn't sleep at night. It was just a crazy experience, like a month and a half of depression. And I found two families in greater need than myself. And I just sensed on the inside, I was so depressed, man. It's just an unbelievable feeling. I was depressed and I felt on the inside that I needed to step out beyond myself and financially bless these two families. Financially bless them. I stepped out of myself. It was a big contribution to both families. But you know what? After I did that and stepped out of myself and focused on helping somebody else, I'll tell you, friends, I just stepped and walked out of that depression. I felt like I was soaring like an eagle with the Almighty God. If God can do it for me, friend, He can do it for you. Amen? But take the focus off yourself and start concentrating on somebody else's need. In Jesus' name. That's doing something in the natural. So that the supernatural power of God goes into effect in your life. Amen? Freedom. It's today's message.